This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The 145th British Open is underway at Royal Troon. The defending champion is Dustin Johnson, who made a 30-foot birdie putt in regulation for a 66 and won the four-hole aggregate playoff. Americans have won the claret jug the last six times at Royal Troon. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's ban on all non-essential state travel to North Carolina will mean no basketball game this season between the University at Albany and Duke University. Cuomo issued the ban after North Carolina passed a law requiring transgender people to use public restrooms that correspond to their birth gender. A North Carolina newspaper, the Durham Herald Sun, says Duke's home game on November 12th against UAlbany is now off the Blue Devils' schedule. LeBron James and fellow NBA stars Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, and Dwayne Wade opened the ESPY Awards with a plea to address racial profiling and end the nation's spate of gun violence. They stood on stage at the Microsoft Theater last night and took turns commenting on what Anthony called the realities of the current state of America. The New York Rangers have agreed to terms with restricted free agent forward JT Miller. Miller was one of two Rangers and the only forward who skated in all of the team's 82 regular season games. It appears the New England Patriots will play the first four games of the upcoming NFL season without quarterback Tom Brady. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Manhattan issued a one-sentence rejection of requests by the NFL Players Association and Brady to reconsider an April decision that reinstated his suspension for his role in Deflategate. The game is over, but the All-Star break goes on in Major League Baseball. The American League contenders will head into the resumption of the season, knowing Tuesday night's 4-2 win in San Diego has secured the home field advantage in the World Series. The All-Star break ends Friday with a full 15-game schedule. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.